I didn't even tell you I was going to do this, but you've been here enough to know that this was coming, right? This is coming. Dave has been a friend for a long, long time. He's been coming to camp for 25 years at least, right?
At least,
maybe 30. Started out as a youth pastor at Village Church of Barrington, became the senior pastor, and God has been using him tremendously. He's now the senior pastor at a church in Oshkosh. He'll tell you more about that, I'm sure, this week, but Dave is one of our favorite speakers. He really speaks from the Word of God, and you are going to love having him speak to you this week, and he's going to tell us a bit about what you're going to talk about, and I'm going to pray for you afterwards.
Okay. Great, thank you. Big build-up, so I hope we can live up to that. We'll see how it goes. Hey, I was thinking something. I was praying for you guys, which I always do before I come to camp, and Ron, Tom, none of the staff know this, okay? I was praying about you guys, and I was thinking, what should we do? I haven't been to Camp One, a family camp, for a long time. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we were the best family camp they had all summer? Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. I mean, it would be great. And there'd be a way for that to, I mean, if at the end of the year, I mean, you know what happens at the end of the summer, right? These kids who came flying in here with a lot of energy, these 16-year-old boys go home from summer camp begging to go to bed early. I mean, they're so tired at the end of the year, they just have to have sleep. I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if while we're here at camp, this was the week where they said at the end of the year, that first camp was my favorite. The people were so cool with each other. They were kind. They took care of each other. They loved each other. They came to meet God. That would be a neat thing for them to evaluate at the end of camp. So here's how we're going to get there. Two things for you to do tonight. One is pray and ask God to use me and all the other teachers so that you hear something better than us, okay? So that you hear from God. And the second thing is ask God to use you while you're here. Just to use you in somebody else's life. I think that'll be cool. Now, I think I have a job, which is to tell you what I'm doing, right? So that was completely unpaid. They didn't ask me to do that. I just did it on my own, something I was thinking about. The theme this year at camp is God is. And if you had a chance to read their shirts, do it. It's just amazing. It just goes through a long list of all the things God is. Prince of Peace, Mighty God. He's our provider, justifier. He's our redemption. He's so many things, and we can think about who he is. Tomorrow morning, we're going to look at who Jesus is, who he is. And here's who he is. He is our Savior. He is the object of our faith. And we're going to begin there. Years ago at Moody, there was a theatrical play, and the tagline said, a lot of people trying to find an irrefutable case for Christianity, but God sent an irrefutable person, Jesus Christ. And we have words for him, like he's the incarnation because he came, he left heaven and he took on flesh. We have words like he's Emmanuel. It means God is with us. And when he intersects with us, something happens. Now, I was listening the other day to, I was looking for a radio station. You know how you're flipping around the radio station? Okay, I'll be honest. I was looking for a sports station. And I happened on this Christian station, okay, for just a few minutes. And the pastor was talking about changing your life and about setting new habits and new patterns and new things you practice. And I thought, oh, that sounds really good. And I started listening for a while. And all of a sudden, he goes, now, you guys, we have to be our best self. And I went, I'm on to the sports station. I'm not going to stay there. Here's why. I know my best self. It's not that great, okay? What we need to be as dads, what my wife needs from me is a man whose life has intersected with Christ, who is my king, and a life that's been changed by God from the inside out, and I'm different. That's what she needs. See, that's what your kids need. Your kids don't need your best dad imitation. They need a dad who has come into an encounter with the living Christ and been changed from the inside out. So we're going to talk about what happens at that intersection. We're going to be studying the book of Colossians. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about who Jesus is and that first connection. And in the middle of that collision between who we are and who God is, something comes out of it called grace. And we're going to look at getting grace, growing in grace, and giving grace this week. Hope you come back.
We're just going to pray and dedicate our week and Amen. God's blessing on Dave as he brings the messages to us. So, Father, we are so grateful for this week that we have together. We just pray that you will bless the time that we have. I pray that you bless Dave as he brings the message for us. I know Dave, and I know that he's been preparing and that he's been praying for this week. And so I just pray that you would bless him unbelievably and that we would have open, receptive hearts to hear what he has to share with us. And, Father, May we be willing to think about you and pray about you, and maybe be willing to share things with each other about your work in our lives. So I pray that you'll bless this week. Give us a great week of fellowship, a great week of safety. For we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.